want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number 3, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and this is our new home, and we'll be here every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. to midnight Central, and that would be 8 to 11 Mountain. And for you people who are up really late on the East Coast, we really appreciate you staying up and listening, because it'll be 1 a.m. before we go off the air. And we are going to be joined here in a moment by Monica Wesolowski. In fact, let's go ahead and bring Monica up now and let her listen to the tail end here of talking with Ruby Dillon, who's been with us for the past hour. Monica, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Monica. It's great for you to join us. And Monica, I want to get to you fully in just a moment, but just by way of introduction to Ruby and our listening audience, Monica contacted me last spring, and she had her son Dylan taken under similar circumstances, and there are similar events that happened. I don't think quite on this level, but similar, very bad. And today, Dylan is home with his mom. Monica's not totally out of the woods. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but largely we've had a breakthrough, a victory. Where mother and son were reunited. And Lexi, I think it's important for you to hear this. I know these are the terrible, terrible dark days, and I can't imagine what you just have gone through and what you and your lovely little girl have gone through. But I do believe that God answers prayers, and I do believe that there are going to be better days on the other side. And, you know, Monica is a living testament to that. But I want to go back to you, Ruby, and we talked about going into the break, the tragic end of Martin Byrne, the Fox News reporter who died on a trail where no one dies and kids hike, at a time when he was getting into this case hot and heavy. Any idea whatsoever where Lexi is today? You mentioned babysitters, but I mean, is she in California? Is she in Vietnam? Russia? I mean, where is she?
The terrible tragedy is that I don't know where she is. She left Orange County in August of last year, and supposedly she's supposed to be in Napa, but I've gotten no confirmation of that. I should have access to all of her medical records, her school records. Those have not been provided to me, and she could be in California, she could be in Thailand, she could be in Canada. I don't even know where the father is. He left the country, and then my attorney, Brian Claypool, was contacted by the Canadian government, and they said that he had come to Canada, but they were investigating him because they believed he committed these crimes, and they were in the process of deporting him out of Canada. We will be filing motions in Napa probably in the next 2 weeks or so and go in front of a family court judge there and hopefully try to get some resolution on this and, you know, bring Lexi back to the only parent that's left. The other parent has been completely disappeared for over 2 years now.
Annie, any final comments for Ruby?
I just want to tell everybody out there that you are not safe and your children are not safe. If what occurred to me happened the way that it did, there is no child that's safe in America. So Child Protective Services is not the entity that we believe them to be. They've got a wonderful brand. They're in child protection. It really is a heinous organization that has absolutely no accountability. And I also do want to say that, you know, there is a Facebook page. It's called Bring Lexi Home. And if your viewers could log on to there, there's a lot more information than what we could touch on today. And the more people that know about this, the greater the chances of my precious little baby coming back home to me.
Well, Ruby, we've made this promise before, and we have a lady on the line with us now, Monica. I made this promise to her last spring. I said, we will not stop until your son, Dylan has come home. And we've made that promise to other moms too. And most of the time we've been successful. We're going to make you the same promise. We're not going to stop. This isn't the last time that our listeners are going to hear about this case, because as events unfold, we're going to have you back. We're going to take an active role on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. I'm going to visit your website. I'll be calling you for more information, but I'm going to shine the light of day on this. Now, before I let you go, I think there's one piece of information we need to get out there. Your daughter's case will have a new judge in Napa Valley. And I know that when we were on the old network, we had a number of listeners from that area, and I want you to perk up your ears. Let's give out the judge's name so she comes under scrutiny to do the right thing. I'm not asking for anyone to harass her. What I'm saying is let's keep her under scrutiny and let her know she's being watched. What's the judge's name?
Her name is Elia Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z.
Okay. And the name of the court system?
It's the Napa Family Court System, Napa County.
I'll tell you, just having gone through this with Monica, that when I hear the word family court, I just, it just cringes up pictures of Nazi Germany. Well, Ruby, I want to thank you for staying over the break, but mostly I want to thank you for coming on the show, because I know how exceptionally difficult this is to talk about. I certainly hope you have a good support system in place, and we're going to see what we can do on our end to start calling out the people who've been involved in this, because it's been our experience. And as Monica and I just recently went through, when we started naming names, the little rats, you know, ran from the light that we were shining on them, and we're going to do the same thing here. So God bless you. We're going to be right there for you and doing what we can do. And I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you. And again, to our listening audience, if you just tuned in, we're not going to have a steady diet of this every week. There's a lot going on in the world. But I don't really know of many more important issues than when a child is ripped away from their mother under these terrible circumstances and subjected to what we have heard here tonight. Monica Wesolowski, you know, she's become a friend. We've been through a lot together over the last several months as we've tried to restore justice to her case involving her 5-year-old boy, Dylan, who was taken just about 13 months ago. And I really believe that had she not been proactive in contacting us, and we hadn't gotten into this and involved our listening audience, that Dylan today would not be with his mom. He'd be in foster care. Monica, we got about a minute to the break. I mean, do you think that that's accurate, that people absolutely can't sit by and trust the system? They got to take action.
No, you can't. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You have to be proactive, and you have to fight for your child. You can't sit back, and the more you try to appease the system, the worse they are on you. The nicer you are, the more you get trampled on. You really have to stick to your guns, and you really have to fight. You cannot appease and be nice. You have to be cordial, but you have to be firm, and you have to push really hard.
Yeah, because there were some we're going to talk about this when we come out of the break, but there were some really dark days that you went through. And I know certainly before, you know, I got to know you and became involved in Dylan's case, there were some very, very dark days. And I can just remember how upset you were and how you thought this would never end. And so to moms who are listening, because I know the word got out on this show, I guarantee you there are moms listening who are listening to this, who are involved in the same situation, it can and does get better if you do the right things. And we're going to talk about how to do the right things when we come back. Stay tuned.
Real people, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
And found Carnivora. Something really wonderful was happening. I had to show my family. I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International here. Wake up your immune system and that of your loved ones to protect yourselves against harmful invaders. Used successfully by President Reagan in 1985 when he had it sent to the White House. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's Carnivora.com or dial 1-866-VENUS-FLY and start protecting yourself today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the show here on our new home. Dave and Annie here, and our website is thecommonsenseshow.com, and we encourage you to visit it. Tomorrow I'm going to be writing an expose on prison for profit and how we entrap people in prison, where we're the largest purveyor of prisoners on the planet. We have 4% of the population, yet we have over 25% of the world's prisoners. And we're going to talk about why that's going on and who's involved, and it's pretty shocking. I wanted to give out a website again. Ruby Dillon gave out this website before she signed off, and it's the story of Lexi, and the website is the www.savelexi.com, and Lexi is spelled L-E-X-I, savelexi.com. And this won't be the last you hear of this case on our show. I hope it's the last we hear from Monica regarding Dillon, other than, hey, he's doing good and getting good grades and all that good stuff. Monica, I have to tell you, you're probably one of the toughest-minded people that I've ever met. You went through stuff that I can't even imagine what you had to go through. What do you think was the tipping point, though, for you? They took your son without cause, of course, and your parental rights were never terminated, and this is a real typical pattern, and they gave him to a pair of men as foster parents. Let's tell the listening audience just how ugly it got.
Well, it got to my son being severely traumatized. He started acting out really bad. He was showing signs of sexual abuse. He didn't want to have anything to do with his hands. He wanted to chop them off. He would have patterns of, you know, standing in the corner and screaming to chop off his hands. He became very abusive. He was swearing consistently. He was speaking like a foul-mouthed sailor, which it got to a point that I've never seen my son this bad. It was, you could tell he was really hurting. I'd never seen him hurt this bad. As much trauma as he's gone through, he was on the autism spectrum. He was slight. It ended up actually getting a lot worse. He ended up getting pervasive developmental delay, PDD, and other things that they were diagnosing him with. And a lot, you know, was trauma-induced. It was, you know, fighting back and forth. He went through two different foster homes. They broke, you know, all the rules with my religious rights, with how my son should be raised, a lot of things that they didn't really care about when I brought up the issues. I think we created so much trouble that they moved him from one home to the other. Now, there was, you know, they did a very poor job of investigating sexual abuse while he was in this foster home, and I don't know if it has to do with the ties of the foster parents being on the, you know, community board for their county, stuff like that. It's very difficult to go over people that have connections, and it's very difficult to fight against the system that they know what they want to do with your child. Their mindset is to take your child away, and they will do it at all costs and at all odds because they have a lot more money than you do. Doesn't matter how much money you have, they will always have more, because you're going up against the county. And, you know, that your child is a funding system. Your child is their funding cow. And without the help of your child and someone who's helping them, it's difficult on them, but they have to have that kind of help. And so if you have a bitter family member, someone who doesn't like you, it makes it that much harder, because if there's another parent that they have access to, that's how they get your child.
Yeah, it's amazing. One of the things you glossed over, and this is something that when they take a child from the home, they're supposed to place him in very similar demographic conditions, but they gave him to two male homosexual parents, and you reported the sexual abuse you saw with the rashes on the rectum to the local police, and tell the listening audience how the local police responded to your reporting of sexual abuse with evidence.
Oh, it wasn't just local police. Since I work in D.C., my job, I'm a federal government worker, and for me to get into the FBI takes about 5 minutes, unlike other people. I went directly and met with the FBI. I had transcripts of the videos that I took. I had videos of my son wanting to chop off his hands and displaying that odd behavior, not wanting to touch his hands, not wanting to go to the bathroom, screaming and crying, saying he's afraid to be in there by himself. He was letting me know that bad things were happening there. I had the video evidence of that. I had pictures of my son's rashes around his anus area. It was all swollen. They were doing things like placing my 5-year-old in diapers full time, which should never happen. That should be the first warning sign. Somebody is placing your child in diapers 24/7, and this is a grown child that had been potty trained. There's something going on there, and he's afraid to use the bathroom. So the signs, the photos that I took, the video, I actually transcribed all the videos, and I counted 40 times that my son said he wanted to chop off his hands. Mommy, please chop off my hands, cut them off. This is what he repeated over 40 times in like a 20-minute span. And I went through and I transcribed all of it word for word, typed it up, brought it to the FBI, brought it to the police department, where the fosters were living in, which was a county over from mine. And that's the other thing, is they didn't place my son in my county. They didn't place him in his school district area. They didn't attempt to place him with family at all. The whole point was they immediately placed him with foster. They did not try at all to place in the family. They tried everything on the planet to disqualify my parents, which they did, which my parents are both, like me, my mom's a government worker. They have stable jobs. My dad's a small business owner. They live in a very, very nice upper class neighborhood. You know, they don't have a criminal history. They're very good parents. You know, they have a nice home. My parents were completely disqualified, and none of it made any sense. So the police washed everything over. What their conclusion was that there was no evidence that I brought. The end conclusion that I was told weeks later, after calling about every other day to speak to this detective, leaving voicemail messages, I called Frank Wolf's office. I called my local Pardon?
Yeah, Congressman Frank Wolf, yes.
Yes, yes. So I called his office. I spoke to his chief of staff. I gave him the information, detective. I said, nothing's going on my case. You know, I don't know what's going on. They were calling back and forth, and they would tell me things like, the detective has said he's closed out his case. And I would say, well, that doesn't make any sense. I spoke to him yesterday. He told me that the case was fully going on. And then I would call, and he would lie to me. He would tell me that it's going on. So the things that I was finding out was that they weren't investigating it at all. They did not go to speak to the foster parents at all. There was no records, no transcripts. I actually called to try to get my transcripts and information about the police report. I was told that I was not going to be given that. They've refused to give me the official police report and the conclusion of what happened. It was completely, to me, it felt like swept under the rug. And the conclusion, like I said, was that I was told that it was closed out based on no evidence. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know how there was no evidence, because I gave tons of evidence. I never got that back. I made copies of it. But, you know, I showed it to the FBI. I showed it to the police department in that county. And then eventually I made a third report, and I took it to my county. And all of the conclusions were all the same. Nothing was done.
Folks, hear no evil, see no evil. We're hearing it for the third time tonight, folks. Monica, hang on. We'll come back to you after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change Tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change Tea. So, are you drinking Life Change Tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, gentlemen. This is the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, your host, our news director, and we'll be getting to the news here in just a moment, is Annie DeRiso. And I want to send out a couple of thank yous. First of all, thank you to Susan Knowles, and she's got a great website at susanknowles.com. That's K-N-O-W-L-E-S, Susan Knowles. And she introduced me to the Lexie Dillon case as well as the Isaiah Ryder case. And she's been actively involved in this case. Susan writes for Glenn Beck's site, It the Blaze, and she's got a great website, and she helped put this series of interviews together for me. So thanks to her, and also thanks to our newest affiliate, The Micro Effect. And Joe and the group have joined us up from the North Country, and we have the link to The Micro Effect under the show description on my website. Under the show description, if you scroll down, we have a little welcome note there. So thanks, guys, for joining us, and we're almost as cold as you down here in Arizona. We're supposed to be warm, but we got down to 26 the other morning. I think that's the coldest I've ever seen since I moved down here from Colorado. Anyway, our thanks go out to Michelle Ryder and also to Ruby Dillon, as well as our prayers for the well-being of both the moms and their children. Joining us right now is Monica Wesolowski, someone who I've just spent. We've spent a lot of hours talking on the phone, Monica. And our time is short, but what I really wanted to bring you on to talk about, when CPS shows up at your door, would you agree with this statement? It is a mistake to cooperate with them because their sole objective is to steal your child. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, I agree.
And what would you advise people, when CPS, I mean, CPS doesn't even need a credible threat. They could just have someone call them and say, hey, Jane Doe at such and such, she's putting her kid in a hot scalding tub of water. You need to go take care of it. They don't even check out to see if it's true. They just show up and think, oh, we get to grab another kid now and make lots of money from the federal government. What would you advise parents to do when CPS showed up? Based on what you've learned and what you would do different, what would you tell the average person?
I would tell them to never let them in your home. Never open the door to them. Let them in. Do not speak to them excessively. Do not speak to them at all, actually. Ask for a court order. They have no right, no matter how much they try to scare you, they have no right to come into your home for any reason without a court order. Even if they scare you with the police cannot come in your home without a court order either. Without a search warrant, the police cannot come in your home. Without a search warrant or court order, CPS cannot come and take your child or come in your home. I would not speak to them. I would not open the door. I would contact an attorney immediately. Look for an attorney outside your county. It's going to be very difficult to deal with an attorney in your immediate area. Normally, if the courts are, you know, as corrupt as they are in my area, you're going to want to look further outside because most attorneys in your area do not want to go up against a system which has more money, can take your reputation down, and they can take the attorneys off of the lawyer referral sites. So they have, you know, certain kind of powers where they do tend to intimidate a lot of people, even attorneys. And I would definitely advise never sign anything. Never sign a safety plan, no matter what. No matter what they tell you. When they are there, they're there to take your child. That is the only reason. They will fabricate information, I've been told by police officers in my own county. They don't like to work with CPS because they fabricate information. When they're there, they will make up whatever. They will tell you one thing. Hours later or the next day, they will include additional charges. Now, they're false charges because there's no police arresting you. The police come, but they don't arrest you. Without a criminal charge, how can you be a criminal? How can you lose your child? Well, because they need somebody to play along with the system. So like I said, do not sign any safety plan. Never, ever sign it. If you do ever get caught signing it, write under duress below it or sign Mickey Mouse. You know what? It's not your signature then. It's not your name. But that is the biggest mistake I ever made was, one, ever speaking to them. I never let them in my home, but ever speaking to them and signing a safety plan. So, you know, these are the rules to follow. When they come, wait it out. When they leave and they threaten with any kind of court order or action or police, take your child, leave the county, stay with family for a couple days. I would say that is the best advice. Most parents are told to just take their child, go to a different county somewhere else, stay with relatives and family for 2 to 3 days because they have nothing. Without your help, they can't take your child. And same with if you know you have a vicious ex or somebody that, like I do with my ex, who helped initiate this and pretty much helped get the ball rolling. If you have somebody like that and you know, then all the more reason to not speak with CPS and not do as you're told by them.
Yeah, Monica, I want to cut in here and just say that when the police and CPS come to your door, and sometimes they come simultaneously, it's not a bad idea to bring your child to the door where they can see. You keep the door shut. Keep one door shut, one door open, but make sure they're locked. And say, officer, the only way you can come in here is under emergency circumstances called exigent circumstances. You can see there's no emergency here. Do you have a warrant or an order of the court? If you can't produce it, I'm closing the door. And if you persist in staying here, I will call another law agency to come out here and have you removed from my property because you have no business on my property. If you draw the lines, and by the way, you call your neighbors and your friends and have them come over and videotape. Our friend Sherry Wilcox from Knoxville, Tennessee, she got reported for storing survival food at her daughter's school. And so CPS showed up, and she had her sister videotape all of it. We ran it on my website, and lo and behold, the little rats ran away. Pretty amazing. Well, Monica, you're really you're one of my heroes, I have to tell you, because what you went through when Dylan was being abused and you were coming on my show in tears and describing, you know, the abuse that was going on, It really had an impact on my entire listening audience. We were able to raise a sizable sum of money, which helped you get a lawyer out of the area because they were not prone to the political pressure in the area. And we were able to see some measure of justice, although I know you still have work ahead of you. We're going to have you back periodically for an update, and we'd like to use you as a part-time consultant on these cases because you've got a perspective like none other. And I want to thank you for being with us, Monica, and I'll be in touch with you shortly. I mean, it seems like a week doesn't go by where we don't at least have a conversation. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, thanks for coming on the Common Sense Show tonight.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having me. And like I said, for other families, if you're going through it, record everything. I can't say it enough to anybody else. Record everything in your home. I recorded every single interaction afterwards. I have surveillance cameras in my home and outside my home now. And I think that that's very important for parents going through it right now. So, and thank you so much, Dave, for having me on.
Well, won't be the last time, and let's hope that clearer waters are ahead for you. And it's been great having you on. And you can read about Monica's story, again, if you go to my website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and put her name in, WESOLOWSKI, good Polish name, where she was born, and put that into my search engine on the website, and you'll find all these stories. And be prepared to be shocked, because we only touched the surface. Monica, great talking to you, and I'll be in touch with you soon.
Thank you so much, Dave. All right, thank you.
Okay, and our shout-out thanks also go to Mary Tyndall, who's the head of Vocal, which is a parent rights advocacy organization, and Mary was involved and helped greatly in Monica's case. And, boy, Annie, I don't know how we got – well, I know how we got into this. It was because of the Stacey Lynn case. I really, like I said earlier, I can think of no other important issue, more important issue in our country right now than the undermining of our families. And in fact, I wanted to mention that HHS document for a second I referenced earlier. There's a document that was created by a think tank group hired by the United Nations. It was adapted and adopted by the Human Health and Services on an eight-member panel committee. And this became the law of the land for all CPS, and they tell the CPS agents how to steal kids. And I kid you not, you're not going to actually believe the words coming out of my mouth, but very quickly before we go to the break, I'll say this. If they find beer in your house, when you let them in the house, they can take your kid. If you've grounded your kid for longer than a couple of days, they call it isolation neglect. If your kid has a bad grade and they don't specify what it is, that's educational neglect. If you have a gun, you're a clear and present danger to your kid. All these reasons and more, they could take your kid. Anyway, we're going to step away for a break. We come back, Annie's going to join us with the news.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. Thanks to all three guests, Michelle Ryder, Ruby Dillon, and of course Monica Weselowski for joining us in what's easily the most difficult ordeal of their lives. And I brought this on as a testament to the fact that really none of our children are safe, because these abuses are being perpetrated under Obamacare, and we don't have time to develop that tonight. That'll probably be the topic for another show, and we'll trot out the documentation. But I want to introduce you to my friend, Annie DeRiso. Annie's been, we've been together now into our seventh year doing this, and she was the significant other of one of my best friends, Bill Pollack, who's no longer with us, but Annie and I've kept the friendship going, and she's here to do the news, and she does a great job. Annie, take it away.
Well, Dave, I'm going to talk about our guts, you know, as in gut sense, that is. You know, and how many times have you ever heard, you know, my gut tells me not to do this, or my gut tells me I better do that, and, you know, but your gut really is talking to you, and people don't really realize that. Because our guts contain a separate nervous system with over 500 million neurons. And it's so complex that it's been called a second brain. And, you know, we're really not conscious of it. We don't hear words in our mind, you know, like someone talking to us. It's just that gentle little tickle that you get in your brain going, you know, I think it helps you sense threats and then influences your response is what they're saying about it. And that's why you get the butterflies when in your stomach when you don't know exactly what's going on with a certain situation. And then recent lab experiments have actually shown that we know what's going to happen anywhere from 1 to 10 seconds before it happens. And this is also where we get the feeling of eyes in the back of your head. So listen up, folks, and listen to your gut. Don't tune it out, because in these uncertain times that we have and that we have right now, and who knows what's going to happen in the future, because our gut knows what's going on before our brain does. And that's just not, it's not an old wives' tale anymore. It's true. It's been proven. It's something that we've known all along. Our gut sense has told us that it's true. Dave?
Well, yes, you're right, Annie. Our, excuse me. Our gut sense does tell us that it's true. In fact, you know, you're right up my academic area now. If people are listening for the first time. My undergrad degree is in sociology and history, and my graduate degrees are in psychology and counseling. And I've taught all those. In fact, I'm presently teaching most of those right now. And one of the things that we're beginning to embrace in the field of psychology is the fact that, and this we borrow from physics, we live in a quantum universe. We're not just really a three-dimensional reality, as the old models go. Was Michio Kaku, the renowned physicist from New York University, says that mathematically we can prove there are 26 dimensions. And some people theorize that sometimes our consciousness can somehow get into different dimensions, and we know things before they happen because the laws of time-space relationship are different. And we're going to develop this later on the show. We're going to do a couple of shows on this, but let me give you the long and short of it. Seat people in a straight row and have people come up and have someone stare at this group from behind and instruct your subjects not to turn around and look, and then ask the persons, say you're looking at 10 people, ask, you have 10 people in your experimental group. If you have 10 people and you ask them when the person's done staring, who were they staring at? About 56% of the time, they're going to get that right. Now, isn't that interesting? Because your odds are really 10%. But in these experiments they've done in social psychology, they know that we almost, as Annie said, have eyes in the back of our head. And we're really kind of scrambling to explain what's going on here. Let me give you the professional how we express it in academia, and what we professors say is that people can do things that we can't quite explain yet with the known laws of physics, but they can do them at statistically significant levels. And what statistically significant levels is they beat the heck out of the odds. And we do it consistently. And there's been 18 prayer studies done to date. 18 prayer studies, kind of interesting. What they'll do in these studies is they'll pick identical conditions from a hospital ward, let's say in San Francisco, and choose another hospital, say in Chicago. And then they have somebody in Phoenix, a group of people in Phoenix, pray over one of the hospital's conditions, set of conditions. Let's say it's a heart condition. So they give them the person's first name and their condition, and as a group, they pray for the people in, say, the hospital in San Francisco, but the control group, but they don't apply the treatment, or in this case the prayer, would be in Chicago. And what they found significantly is that the people that are prayed for, and they don't even know they're being prayed for, so this is your classic, excuse me, double-blind experiment, but they don't even know they're being prayed for, but they have higher and longer survival rates. And we have 18 studies. Now, unfortunately, in research psychology, we have this little thing called levels of significance, and you may see this at the end of studies. It'll be a little formula. They say P equals and the less than sign 0.05, which means you've done these statistical tests, and what you can tell is that if you keep running the same experiments over and over and over, you're going to get less than 0.05, which means your chances of your research being due to luck or just pure chance are less than 5%. Well, in the prayer studies, they haven't reached that P equals less than 0.05 yet. We need to do more studies. But the trend curve is interesting. And so, Annie, what you pointed out here is I've been fighting this cold here, but that Annie, what you pointed out here, that there's more to our consciousness than we really realize. This is now getting some serious attention in academia. You know, you take the old idea of remote viewing, you know, where people will sit down and go through a set of protocols without having any knowledge of a target that they're looking for, and you're having them look for something in a remote location, hence the name remote viewing, and way beyond the laws of chance, they can come up with what it is. And it's a set of protocols. In fact, actually, these protocols were perfected by the CIA and the Army under people, Joe McGonigal and Ed Dames, who I've met, interesting guy. And they used these techniques to spy on the Soviet Union to try to find their nuclear missile facilities so they could target them in case of war. If you think that sounds really far out, just go to Google and put in remote viewing. Whole interesting study. Well, Duke University did a study on this, and they said that the laws of chance were far, 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 far exceeded here on remote viewing. So anyway, Annie, that's two very interesting topics that you brought up. Let's take a moment and talk about our second night that the Common Sense Show will be at its new home here, and who we're having on. Next week, we're going to talk a little about education. And, is this right up our alley. My 14-year-old son is in eighth grade, and he goes to the top middle school here in Arizona. At least they tout themselves that. And they're number one in standardized test scores, but I'm not a fan of standardized test scores. And you're going to find out next week when we have Dara Feldman on, former administrator, how we are actually squeezing the life out of fun for our kids in the schools. And when you remove the joy of learning, it makes it much more difficult to teach kids. And we're going to be talking about how to make it fun, where schools are making mistakes, and what direction we should go. And really, school boards are probably our most accessible local political unit. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Tim Ball. And he used to occupy a pretty big position in the Canadian government, and his specialty is climate change. In fact, he was the first man to get a degree in climatology. And so he is clearly the most qualified person to talk about. And a great story about Tim. This is what a great guy he is. I'm teaching this undergrad social class, and we're on environmentalism. And so I had them do research on both sides of the debate. Is CO2 really the problem, and can we do anything about it if we shut off all our energy and stop polluting and so forth and so on? And we got to a sticking point where some people were disagreeing on the facts. So I pulled out my cell phone, put it on speaker, and called Dr. Ball. He spent 20 minutes with my class. Well, he's going to spend a whole hour with us next week as we bring him on to talk about climate change. Is it real? And if you're not familiar with the topic, Katie, bar the door, folks, because what they want to do to curtail climate change is going to dramatically change our lifestyle. Anyway, we're going to be back next week, same time, same place, with more listening instructions on the website. Visit us often, thecommonsenseshow.com. And Annie and I are out of here. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.